Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Okay, with Gene and Chris, we're back at the Paracast with Greg Valdez. Fascinating session covering the legends of Dulce and also the mysterious cattle mutilations around the world. And we have a few questions from our audience posted at forum.theparacast.com in a place we call the Question Bank. And when we have enough warning about a future guest, we put in a forum topic or thread there. So Chris is mulling through some of those questions now, and we'll ask a few. Chris?
Well, the first question here that just popped up is at the bottom of the Question Bank thread here. It's from our longtime listener and poster, Blowfish. And he lists out three questions. The first one is, did you, Greg, or your father ever have any strange awareness in regards to unusual sounds at your home, such as power fluctuations, smashing objects, etc.? And did you both have any severe headaches after ever visiting any of these locations? In other words, I think he wants to know, is there other external indications of something weird going on?
To answer that question, we never had any of the smashing objects, fluctuations, but Paul Benowitz did. He always talked about that. Of course, we know the Air Force was kind of putting the full court press on him, so to speak, as far as harassing him, so a lot of that probably came from the Air Force. Severe headaches. Some of the investigators did have severe headaches after one or two of the mutilations. They explained it similar to radiation sickness. And I think it's in one of the reports that I showed Chris earlier, one of the police reports. But that's the only thing they've really experienced up in Dulce. The Dulce story is weird, the whole thing. But part of that is there seemed to be a lot of like mind control testing on part of the government, which is a whole other story. So some of the tribal members up there reported a little bit of it, but there hasn't been a ton of information on it, just kind of scratching the surface where it's one of those things that there was a few reports of it, but nothing was verified or substantiated.
But you or your dad, other than finding listening devices in your home,
no.
You didn't have any strange kind of poltergeist-type things happen or any sort of precognitive dreams or anything that could be considered sort of paranormal then?
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
No one in our family.
A question I'm sure you've gotten and I get constantly is, did your dad ever tell you of any reports of human mutilations that were done in the way of cattle? I've heard rumors of a report in 94, I think, or 95 down in Silver City, New Mexico. Also reports from the Santa Clara Indian Reservation in Arizona fairly recently, about 4 or 5 years ago. Did he ever speak of any human cases?
He mentioned a couple of ones that he heard, similar to what you explained. He heard the stories, but he never personally investigated them. So my dad was always—he's an investigator. If he didn't investigate some, he's not going to pipe up and say, "This is my opinion and this is what happened." He stuck to what he knew, and he knew he was aware of some of those stories, but he never did actually investigate any. They didn't have any in Dulce or Rio Riba or wherever that he actually investigated some of these other cases. So. He didn't get into that depth, but he was aware of it from just stories.
I always get that question. Of course, Don Ecker, who has a radio show called Dark Matters, looked into this in the 80s and did find some evidence from the East Coast, from New York, that some cases had occurred there. Again, these are probably some of the most covered up of all law enforcement investigations because they're so horrific, and I'm sure they don't want to scare people. Another question from Blowfish is, did you ever see any black triangular craft or encounter any incident in regards to vehicle anomalies while driving near so-called secret locations or mutilation sites or whatever?
Yes and no. I think we talked about this earlier. Never saw it, but we took pictures of it, and it's a black triangle anomaly or whatever the case. The book goes into more detail and explains what it probably is. But other people in Dulce have also taken photos of this. They didn't know they were taking photos. They just happened to stumble upon it. That's why I recommend people, if they're in a hot UFO hotspot where they're seeing a lot of these sightings, just take random pictures. You might be surprised what comes up on the film.
Yeah, or infrared, too. A lot of stuff comes out in infrared that you normally don't see. Here's an interesting question here. You showed me some very graphic photographs of a very strange cow embryo or stillborn calf. was almost full term by the looks of the picture. What's the full story? This comes from one of our new, well, actually, what's the name? Is it Cosmonaut? Cosmonaut, yeah. He's actually been a member for quite a while, but he's only posted 6 times. So you brought out one of our lurkers here. What is the full story about the strange embryo found in the body of a mutilated cow in the Dulce area? That is a very intriguing case. Why don't you give us some background on that?
My dad got a phone call that they found what appeared to be a half-human, half-cow calf. It wasn't an embryo. It was almost a full-blown animal. So my dad went up to Brazos, New Mexico, and that was the area it's located. And I believe I have to look it up. I haven't looked at the information for a while, but I believe it came out of a mutilated cow on a mutilated site, on a mute site. So when they took this calf out, it had a strange-looking head. The head was larger, and it was round. It's not the normal cow head. NIDS did a lot of testing on it. And they just concluded it was a stillborn calf, but it's up to you to decide if what NIDS reported was accurate or not. But all the stuff that I saw, it was a stillborn cow. They didn't find anything out of the ordinary, but that's not my expertise. It was definitely strange. The photos will be on the website when I get the website up and running. You can decide for yourself. Some people claim it looks like an alien. Some people say it's a dead cow. So that's one of those that it's, you flip a coin, it's open to interpretation. But there was never anything, as far as evidence, there was never anything solid that was found to make a conclusion either way of what it was, other than a stillborn calf.
Now, I seem to recall, I'm not sure if it was from New Mexico, but I seem to recall a case where a cow was actually in the process of giving birth to a calf. When it was when it died and was mutilated, and the calf, half out of the mother, its jawbone, lip had been cut off. Are you familiar with that case?
I've heard the story, but I don't know the details about it to really comment on it. I've heard the story before.
Yeah, that's a bizarre one. We have some other questions. Here's an interesting one. A general question to all, if you could have one yes-no question answered truthfully, what would that question be?
That's hard to say.
You know, don't ask me that question. You can ask Greg that question. He's a nice guy. But don't ask me that question. Chris, I guess, would answer it.
One yes-no question. That's tough. That's really putting me on the spot. I don't know. It would have to be something to do with the growing fascism in this country and who's actually in charge and what the agenda is. It would have to be something along those lines, more of a social control question as opposed to a paranormal question.
Now, let me ask you, Chris, since we're going to raise that issue. By growing fascism, you mean growing corporate control, the traditional
exactly.
definition of fascism, folks. It's not Nazism. No, it is the corporations taking control of everything.
Right. And it's a real concern to me that we're slowly seeing the erosion of our liberties that our current president is continuing and intensifying the agenda of his predecessor. There's some very disturbing things. So it would be a political question that I would have that I would ask and want a yes or no answer to. But everything, to our questioner, things aren't black and white. It's not yes and no. It's everything is shades of gray. And it would be a yes but or a no but answer, I'm sure, regardless of the question. You could ask something like, is there an afterlife? Do we go somewhere after we die? I mean, it could be some sort of religious question as well. But again, I don't know. I think that's kind of an unfair. It's putting me on the spot, you know.
That's good. I enjoy this. I enjoy watching others be put on the spot. I don't let people put me on the spot for a simple reason, and that is I have the control panel. So if the question is asked and I don't want to answer, my voice disappears, and there is music. And that's how it goes. I don't want to get into more of that. We have Greg Valdez joining us. The subject, Dulce, Strange Mysteries, Cattle Mutilations, and so much more with Gene and with Chris. You're in
The Paracast. Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, winding down the last three segments, any more questions from the question bank before we proceed?
Yeah, there's a number of them, and we only had a couple of days, really, to get the question bank up, and we actually generated a number of questions. This will be a very popular show. It's a real timely subject. Your book is coming out at a really good time, I think, and I do urge everyone to go to Greg's site and order yourself a copy. Right now it's available electronically. This one comes from Steve C., this question. First of all, he says, Chris, this show will go down as one of the best in the history of the Paracast, just the feeling I have, and I agree. This is a real fun one for me. Please ask Greg if he remembers his dad, investigating any other paranormal anomalies besides UFOs and cattle mutilations in the Dulce or surrounding areas? And also, did he personally see or hear about any strange animal orbs or hauntings? It's a good question.
Well, the Indian culture, religion, the stories about skinwalkers are prevalent. I've never seen them personally, but that's just part of growing up on an Indian reservation. So locals will talk about that all the time. What's interesting in your question, which I like a lot, is the question about the orb, because in the book, I have pictures of what might be one of these orbs. Of course, it's not conclusive. We're never able to determine what it is, but these orb-type lights that they were seen around the Skinwalker Ranch, they would also seem around Dulce. One of the tribal game and fish officers saw one hovering over some cattle and horses back in the 70s, and it looks like one of them malfunctioned and may or may not have been able to find one of these orbs. Like I said, the jury's still out because there's not enough testing has been concluded on it, but no, pictures of it are in the book, and it'll be on the website, so you can decide for yourself if it's an orb or just a crystal ball, because it could also be that, too.
Well, one thing, when I was up at the Norio Hayakawa's first Dulce Investigators Conference, for lack of a better term, which I invited myself to, I might add. I was kind of surprised he didn't ask me up there, so I had to crash the party. One of the things that I was told up there, quite much to my surprise, this was by a kid that was at the desk of the Best Western there. And as everybody else was breaking for lunch, I was packing up some gear, and he happened to, as an aside, say, anybody tell you about the little guys, the little hairy dwarves? I said, what are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, that's the thing that people see the most of around here. And there's even footage that was taken at the old casino before they moved it, of these little guys jumping around on hoods of cars, jumping from car to car, and that they had gotten this footage of this, which I really have made quite an effort to track down, and I do believe it that it exists. It's just difficult to come up with the right person to go to for it. Have you or your dad heard anything about small hairy dwarves that are seen routinely, even in town there around Dulce?
That's actually one of the common stories around Dulce. Like I said, a lot of it's based on their Indian religion. They're not caves, but they're little holes in the sides of the hills, rocks. That's part of their traditional Indian religion, is that these dwarves or whatever lived in these rock outcroppings. So you have to interview the person that saw them to determine if what they really saw. But that's a pretty common belief of a lot of the tribal members in Dulce.
So something like that wouldn't be reported to the state police, that your dad wouldn't go out on a hairy dwarf report unless maybe they were trying to bugger one of the sheep or something, I would imagine. That's not something he routinely was having to investigate then.
No, unless the dwarf was beating up his wife or something, then maybe he'd be out there. But we've heard stories about that, but it's nothing he really investigated. Right. It was just more of a...
What about Bigfoot? I know Hoyt Velarde, who was the head of DPS up there for many years, claims that he went out on over 100 cases over the years, including a pretty interesting sighting he had at real close quarters with a Bigfoot that went over his barbed wire fence like it was just a slight step over it.
We've never seen any Bigfoot sightings up in Dulce. I know Hoyt's kind of the expert on that field. I talked to him a couple weeks ago when I was up in Dulce for the book signing, and we talked about it a little bit, but I grew up there till I was pretty much finished high school, sophomore in high school, and I used to do a lot of hunting when I was younger, and I know that Hoyt's ranch is, I've been through his ranch several times, but I've never seen anything, and my dad never came across anything. They used to patrol they call it drip running. People used to steal unrefined gas from the oil wells, and they used to patrol on the boonies, for lack of a better term, and my dad never saw anything like that, but Hoyt's the one to talk to if you like Bigfoot, because he's supposedly the expert in Dulce about that.
Okay, let's see. We got some other questions. This one comes from our Mr. Dependable Ward, who's been a longtime poster and listener here at forum.theparacast.com. He asked a question about Paul Benowitz, which we've covered, and I don't think he's asking if you ever saw the strange balls of light in Paul's house. I don't think you did. You would have mentioned it. Did you or your father ever see those injection marks on Paul he said he was receiving from the aliens? Did Bill Moore ever relate to you or Gabe that he was covertly working for the Office of Air Force Special Investigations, AFOSI?
As far as the injection marks, we never saw any specific injection marks. We saw like blotches on his skin, but we didn't know where it came from. He used to smoke a lot too, so we didn't know if it was just hygiene injection marks, whatever the case. So he did have, I guess, a rash, sores, whatever the case may be, but nothing specific that showed injection marks. As far as Bill Moore, no one knew about Bill Moore till after the fact, till he went to Las Vegas and announced it to the conference. So at the time period, my dad didn't know who he was working for. He was in contact with them, of course, because they were all in contact with each other, but he wasn't aware that Bill was tied with the Air Force at that time,
yeah,
until after the fact.
Having learned what Bill Moore was doing, what he was up to, what was his reaction? What was your reaction?
It all comes together. That's what the book is for, because that's pretty much a big chunk of the book, is just explaining how these different stories, of course, hindsight is 2020 now. It makes sense now, but during the middle of it, no one knew who was doing what to whose dog, because there were so many different stories going on. Now it all comes together, and that's what the book's for, to put the puzzle together. In the meantime, people have spun off some of these stories, and a lot of it's flat out junk is what it is, and they've added stuff. So this hopefully gets people back in line where they can see what really happened, because it's an important story, and a lot of it is true, but you got to know what is true and what's not before you kind of make up your own mind. And people still have the option to make their own decisions after they read the book, depending on what they view as evidence or not view as evidence. And they'll get an accurate story of what really happened from someone that was really there, not someone that just kind of hacked together stuff on the internet or threw in a bunch of comments, which is pretty common with the Dulce stories.
There's probably more kind of myth and legend around the whole Dulce scenario than practically any other subject in ufology, especially, but in the paranormal, some of the stuff that's out there. Anthony Sanchez, we had him on the show. It was a bit of a train wreck, I must say. He really believes that this guy's the real deal, but his DD-214 doesn't pass muster, and there's some real problems with it. What did your dad think of all these crazy Dulce stories? And did he think that there was the possibility that this was planned disinformation? Or did he think it was just a lot of wanna-believe types spreading rumors and stories?
Well, part of an investigation, you have to look at everything, whether you want to look at it or not, or whether you like it. And that's part of it. You have to talk to all of them. And he would take it with a grain of salt. He just had a personality. He liked talking to people. He knew a lot of it was disinformation. He also had some crazy people come to the house. He threw a guy out of our living room because the guy threatened my dad. And my dad used to fight all the time as a state police officer. That's like the worst thing he could have ever done. And he threatened him. So my dad actually tossed him out the front door. So you don't ignore it. You at least listen to it. Then you can filter it or ignore it later, or put it in the back of the file cabinet, because it might come up later.
With Greg Valdez and Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts, including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zureda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hi, this is Ted Phillips, listening to the Paracast, and it's as good as it gets, believe me.
Two more segments left on the Paracast with Gene and Chris. Chris, do you have any more questions left, or have we covered everything?
We've covered everything. You know, of course, I could go on all day with Greg. This is a real thrill for me to finally meet him and have a chance to look at this incredible documentation here. I mean, hundreds of photographs. It's chilling to see all this information. And I'll bet you when the site is up and running and everything, and it's going to become an instant hit on, at least in this particular, you know, the paranormal realm, because there's very few sites that are based on solid investigative documentation. There's very few. And this is a testament to your efforts and keeping, you know, your dad's work alive in the public eye. I think it's very important. My questions really would be more around the NIDS involvement. I know your dad appreciated the effort that Robert Bigelow was making, gathering a team of real dedicated professionals in their various fields. He was a kindred spirit in that sense, being a field investigator with a lot of credentials. What were some of the things about the NIDS work that he did for 4 or 5 years that sticks with you? And what were some of his feelings about the results that they were coming up with? In most specifically, the mad cow connection.
My dad was like MUFON when NIDS was founded. They were all excited to have a money source is what it comes down to actually start researching this. Like I mentioned earlier, they didn't have any veterinary services early on with the state police. They could care less about dead cows. They don't have a budget for it. So who's going to do quality research? So NIDS provided that. MUFON jumped on board, and they had the agreement where Bigelow would give them reports on what was going on. But what it appears to be is just a trap from everything I've seen, because they never did give MUFON any of the information they were supposed to give them. I'm talking about NIDS. And they started doing that with my dad. And as my dad got into the more of the mutations, because they were starting to happen more frequently during that time period, they were stumbling into a lot of mad cow chronic wasting disease evidence from these mutations, but it wasn't being released to the public, which is scary. It's very, very scary. And you can see why this is a very complex story. People kind of look at it from the basic level and say, well, why doesn't the government do this or just buy cows? That came up earlier. Like you talked about, if you have something that affects the beef industry, the health industry, all these different industries, it's very complicated and complex. And it's a headache. So when the wasting disease, mad cow disease, that's a hot potato, but it came out. But very few news media organizations actually picked it up. Yeah. They just kind of ignored it, which is scary because now if you kind of look in, there's documentaries that you can see about beef and some of the contamination. People need to be aware about it.
Well, one thing most people don't know is the Sherman Antitrust Act, I think of 1912, was not done to break up Standard Oil or to break up Ford Motor Company. It was done to break up the beef trust. That's why we have the original antitrust legislation in the United States. The beef lobby is one of the largest, most powerful lobbies, and the one that you hear the least about. Again, I mentioned this prior, beef is the single largest moneymaker in agriculture. And if you had a 100% deadly, lethal, misfolded protein loose in the food chain, I would think that somebody out there would come up with the resources to monitor the potential spread of this scourge through cattle herds. And this is, a connection point with the mutilation phenomenon in the 90s, especially, and beyond, that deserves a lot more attention than it's gotten from people like Linda Howe and some others who are promoting more fantastic explanations for the rationale to mutilate livestock around the world. What do you think of that mad cow thing? You mentioned it's a little frightening, but what did your dad think about it as well?
This gives you an indication. Chris can see me now. I'm not exactly skinny. I'm 250 pounds. I'm 6'2". My dad is from northern New Mexico. We grew up eating meat, butcher a lamb every week almost growing up. To give you any indication of what my dad thought about it, he quit eating meat the last 2 years of his life. He pretty much became a vegetarian. And that's unheard of for a northern New Mexico Spanish man to quit eating any type of meat. So,
wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had lost a lot of weight just from eating healthy. He was basically eating healthy. But he saw enough doing what he did that it's enough to get him to go vegetarian. So,
wow.
That's an indication of what he thought about it.
This kind of a bit of an uncomfortable question for me, but when your dad passed, I immediately started hearing rumblings that there was something strange about that. I've done a little bit of research on this. I think he had relatives that had died at the same age. He always appeared to be fairly healthy to me, especially you're describing he became a vegetarian and lost a lot of weight. I know he worked out. What are you thinking? I mean, in terms of his actual death, I mean, has that ever made you kind of scratch your head, or was it something that you reconciled with yourself?
Yeah, we looked at that too, because just by coincidence, the day before he died, he was telling a friend, you know, Los Alamos Lab developed this weapon that can give you a heart attack by shooting you through the from the street, and you don't even know what happened. Of course, he died from a heart attack. But we have family members that are in the medical field, I do, and we noticed that he had diabetes, what it appears to be diabetes. We tried to get him to go to the doctor about a year before he died, and he locked himself into the truck. He just didn't want to go to the doctor. Wow. He's just stubborn. That's northern New Mexico. And all my aunts and uncles died. I don't think any of them have lived past 68, and they've all had heart attacks. So it's something that's more genetic. But we did look at it, and that's come up several times about people just because of the nature of the stuff he was involved in.
Right.
But it doesn't look like there's never been any evidence
of foul play.
That the government was involved or they were trying to hush him up because he wasn't necessarily sick, but he had symptoms of diabetes that he didn't treat. And we tried to get him to, we knew something might be wrong, that he was not anything sinister or anything like that. Just he needed to go to the doctor, and he just wouldn't go to the doctor. And that was about a year before. So we kind of figured it was diabetes.
Well, another couple of interesting things that I've heard from Gabe himself involved, he made these very interesting veiled comments that, and the word sensitive he always used, that's too sensitive to talk about. He would constantly use that term. And in his last interview with the Open Minds group, Alejandro Rojas, he was hinting around like he was about ready to come out and talk about some of these areas that he even told me on occasion that he really didn't feel comfortable going in and talking about. What I assumed was the level of his understanding of the military and government involvement in and around the Dulce area. Do you have any comments on that? I mean, was he getting ready to come out and say something more? Because your dad was very, very close to the vest. I mean, he really was. I mean, he was a cop. I mean, the cops would buy that way naturally.
Well, he had to because, as I mentioned earlier, with NITS, he had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. And we used to tease him because he used to use the word sensitive all the time. He would tell people, I know who did it, but I can't tell you. I was like, well, don't even bother telling them that if you're going to tell them or don't tell.
So you think it all boiled down just to the NITS thing? Because he was saying this to me before he got involved with NITS.
Yeah, and that's part of it. But we've been talking, it's a very complex story. You have this classified aircraft because a lot of people have ignored that. We've documented that since the mid-80s. So you have this spy craft, which is another headache. That's one headache is you're getting into classified military aircraft that hasn't been released, but we know it's there because there's photos of it, and there's a trail of that. Then we just touched on it earlier about the mad cow, the wasting disease. That's a whole other can of worms. So when he was saying it's sensitive, it is sensitive. It affects a lot of the military. It affects Americans in general. You have radiation, potential radiation contamination. There's a lot of evidence that they were testing on the Native Americans up in Dulce. The government was doing a lot of weird tests, which the book kind of gets into. So you have a lot of hot potatoes of unethical and
possibly criminal.
illegal stuff that's been going on for 40 years.
Tell you what, guys, this could obviously make someone paranoid. You know, they're tapping your phone. They're after you. People are getting sick. What's going on here? Greg Valdez joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio. DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So Greg Valdez joining Gene and Chris in the Paracast. Greg, in light of all this, do you find reason to be a little, you know, paranoid about things going on?
No, I've been around this long enough. If they're going to come take my stuff, they're going to come take it. They already have it because my dad used to give it to everyone anyway. He'd give them copies. He worked for NIV. They got access to it. Edward Snowden and Bradley Manning have already showed how if they want to take your information, they're going to take it anyway. So I'm not too worried about that. A lot of people kind of get paranoid on this stuff. And for some of them, there's legitimate reason, but they know what's going on. They don't need me to write a book to highlight it. And the thing is, this kind of, if they were to come out and say, stop doing this, stop talking, they legitimize everything I'm saying. They run more risk by making me be quiet. So they'll just kind of leave you alone and monitor you and make sure you're not raising too much trouble. That's what it comes down to. You've heard stories where other people have written books and then they say, oh, the Air Force came to my house the other day to talk to me about my book. They don't do that. I've been in law enforcement because they don't show their cards unless they have to show their cards. And so a lot of those stories are junk. They're not going to come bother me until I cross that line. And hopefully I don't ever cross that line because I don't want any visit from people. But it's kind of a game. And it's law enforcement. I've kind of learned the game. Hopefully I have. So I'm not too worried about it. And if they do come bother me, it'll legitimize everything that's in the book and just hammer it home, you know.
Wow. So as far as the book is concerned, when did you start writing it? Why did you decide to do it?
I actually started writing it not too long after my dad died because I ended up with all his files. I'm the only one that knows what they mean because I can look at these pictures and tell you when the picture was taken. So by default, I inherited them, and my brothers didn't really know what they meant. So investigators were calling me asking for files. You know, the guys that my dad had been around for years, and he trusted them, so I gave them a picture here, picture there. Well, but every time I explained it, it turned into a 5-page report on what one picture meant. So I'm lazy, and I said, you know, I might as well just put it into a book form and organize it because I was chronicling a lot of the evidence anyway, trying to get it organized. So I was trying to put it into report form so it would be easy when investigators would ask for it. So it ended up turning in, I would end up writing a book anyway. So I said, I might as well just put it and organize it and get the story straight. And then my dad would get this, and I kind of got this too. When people would ask me questions about Blue Sky, I get frustrated because they were so off the mark, because their information is based off of false stories. And then I would try to explain it to them, and they would get mad at me for trying to help them out. And it's frustrating because they're arguing with you over something that's false. So I just decided, you know, it's a tribute to my dad. I wrote it for my dad to get his story documented because he knew a lot, and I'm going to start forgetting it. Unfortunately, he's not here right now, but there's no need in losing all the information he had. And while I remember, I better write it down because I'll eventually forget some of this stuff too. So I thought it was important to document his story.
Well, we're glad that you finally decided to do it. From here, where do you go? Do you continue to research the subject and try to figure out more of what is going on?
Yeah, I keep tabs. I still have contacts with some of the investigators. The book kind of tells you what's going on, so hopefully a lot of the questions are answered. So there's only so much that can be done from my perspective. I'll help people. Like I mentioned in the book, I don't never seen any evidence of aliens, but if you can bring me evidence of aliens in Dulce, I'll try to help you verify it.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I have knowledge of the area, so I can help people. There's a lot more to this. There's the cancer rates. There's the potential storage of nuclear waste. You have the wasting disease. So it's not like the work's done. It just people need to get back on track and look at the right area to dig up more stuff instead of kind of spinning their tail and kind of getting sidetracked on some of the side issues that have popped up in Dulce. So if people need help, I wouldn't mind helping them. Doing more research in that regard to get more of the story out, the true story, not some of the fantasy stuff that's floating around.
I think one thing we learn in this crazy field, and I've caused everybody to laugh completely hysterically here. One of the things we learn here is that, number one, you can't kill a good story. So even if a story is disproven, it's going to be resurrected by somebody. Somebody's going to decide, you know what, I can write a book about that. Or I can tell a story about that. Or I can go on certain radio shows about that and pretend to be knowledgeable. So they will continue to tell the story. So how do you, as they say, keep them from doing that?
That's their business. That's not my job. You know? Like I said, the whole purpose of the book is to get my dad's story. And if people want to add, take away, that's their business. But as far as I'm concerned, the book is the go-to authority on Dulce. There's issues outside of Dulce. People can talk about that. That's not my concern because I didn't investigate into that stuff. My dad wasn't involved in some of that stuff. But if it comes to Dulce, this book will set it straight, and at least it's established from someone credible, not just someone that heard about it or heard from a friend that talked to a friend that knew someone in the military or one of those stories. It's from the source, and it sets a record straight, and that was one of my goals.
Well, and also, Greg, and I've been kind of saying this for years, if you're a local and you have a history in a particular location with the local people, they trust you, and they're willing to talk to you, and they're willing to go to you for help, and they're willing to open up. If you're coming in from the outside and trying to establish anything, especially in a community like around the Jicarilla and the Dulce area, anywhere in northern New Mexico, I mean, some of the Penitente communities will run you out of the pitchfork. It's very difficult for an outsider to go in there and really gain any headway. And that's why I think your dad and your work, taking your dad's work and presenting it in a concise manner for the first time in public, I think it's invaluable. And you know, my hat's off to you. I really, again, I want to say you did an amazing job to your first attempt at being a writer. I mean, I wish that my book was that good, you know. And you really did have, I mean, like every single thing that you have in your book, you're able to go to paperwork. You're able to go to documentation. You're able to go to conversations that have been established. And my hat's off to you on that because there's very few books in this realm that you can go to almost every fact and have it backed up like that. And that's really a testament to your dedication on this.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it. I think that comes from my law enforcement background.
Right.
I try not to make it sound like a police report, which is kind of hard, but
yeah. No, you did a good, real good job.
That's what my dad did for a living. That's what I do for a living. If I'm going to put something on paper, I'm going to support it and back it up. I'm not going to romanticize it or
spin it
or, you know, create with I might think it is. If there's something that's gray, a lot of this stuff is gray. The book tells you it's gray. If it's proven, then it's proven. And if it's not, then it's not. But I think that's what's gotten people into trouble in the past, is they kind of just spun things without documenting it. And then it's one of those things, once you start lying and you can't back it up, you have to lie more to continue it. So I think that's what's gotten a lot of these other guys in trouble in the past, is they're factually, they're not correct when they start their story, so it just goes downhill pretty quick after that.
Also, this subject does have a tendency to weed out sort of people that may be a little twitchy, maybe not strong emotionally, yet grounded emotionally. If there's a wobble in your personality or in your energy field, if you will, you're gonna spin wildly out of control at some point. And that's why this subject matter, I think, burns a lot of people out. You met Tom Adams, for instance, and knew Tom. In 99, he disappeared. He's been off the map 13, 14 years. Nobody knows, except one person that we know of that's been in contact with him. There's a person that actually, you know, lost it. And there's other people. There's examples of that. Paul Benowitz at points was almost driven crazy.
You know what? Yeah. We'll be driven crazy if we don't bring it to an end right here, Chris. Greg Valdez, you have a site up yet or someplace we can find more of what you do?
It's going to be dulcebasebook.com. They keep telling me today, but it always turns into tomorrow. But dulcebasebook.com.
Okay, we'll set it up and we'll get a link for you. Chris O'Brien, you have the book Stalking the Herd coming up in a couple of months. You also have ourstrangeplanet.com. You can find us on Twitter, where we are known as The Paracast. We are The Paracast on Twitter. Or visit our web portal, www.theparacast.com. Check out our forum. Subscribe for our newsletter. I think I've covered most of it. Greg Valdez, thank you so much for joining us this week on The Paracast.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.